Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A Dadsnet original podcast.
Welcome back to the Dadsnet podcast. I'm Al, that's JK, and today we've got two guests on the show. It's two of the cast of a brand new film that's just about to be released called Some Otherhood.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
I have.
It's really good.
It looks really good.
It looks fantastic. Shall I
give them a quick synopsis?
Yes.
So Rico and Kane have got it all. Big dreams, no respect, and 15 grand in debt. Could things get any worse? Yes. So it's time to man up and finally be taken seriously as roadmen. Once putting their heads together on various ways to make some money, they decide to rob a megastar in a nightclub toilet and hold up the local bank. But things inevitably don't go to plan. However, somehow misunderstanding leads them to be desired and acquired for business with one of the East London's toughest firms, putting them in the line of fire to the firm's arch rivals. Can Rico and Kane live up to their name? Will Rico win the affection of Tamara? And if he does, will Tyrese, Tamara's lunatic stepbrother, allow Rico to live? Will this life be worth living if the local London feds draw a line back to our duo?
Wow.
So it's pretty, there's lots going on.
There's a lot.
The trailer looks decent, and we were lucky enough to be able to get Adam Deacon and Jazzy Zonzolo on the show, telling us about the film, but also sharing some dad jokes as well, which is fantastic. And I think perhaps for any of those people listening to JK and I regularly, it might be a welcome break, but it's not actually us interviewing.
No. Well, neither of us could make it. So we have an extremely talented individual that works for the Dadsnet, who happens to also be a radio presenter on Capital, Lydia.
She was far better placed to be doing this than us.
Honestly,
anyway. Come on.
She was made for this interview.
Come on.
Has she got some stuff for her socials too?
I hope so. but also, in one of the dad jokes, Adam turns around to Jazzy and says, "Come on, cuz, do you not find that funny?"
Yeah.
I would be totally lost in that situation. I'd be like, what? So what? What are you saying? What's going on? Whereas there's Lydia. She just knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So she's much better, much more down with the crew. But anyway, it's a fantastic film. So when it comes out, just make sure you check it out. Give it a Google and go and watch it at the cinema. And enjoy the interview as well.
Adam, you've been a big part of the films, you know, adulthood. Now the genre's sort of changed a little bit with Anotherhood and Some Otherhood. What made you want to turn away from telling the slightly more serious stories into, you know, this humour, the comical side of it?
I've always been into the humour. Like, so when I was, you know, when I was on set of Kiddlehood, I'd improvise certain lines and see if I could get a laugh in the cinema. And when I realised that was working, I was like, I remember speaking to Michael Vu, my co-writer, and I was like, we need to write a comedy, man. We need to, because there were so many serious films getting made, which I was obviously a part of, but I just felt like we needed to have a more lighthearted take on it. And obviously we wrote Anotherhood, and, you know, over 10 years later, we're here with Some Otherhood. And I feel like what we wanted to do is just step up the levels again. So we've got the same comedy there, but we've mixed in some drama and action with some strong messages as well. So yeah we worked hard, didn't it?
We did. Yeah, there is a lot going on. I had the pleasure of seeing the film yesterday and I'm laughing at one thing, then all of a sudden I'm like laughing at another. It really like takes you on a journey. You touched on it then. We're going back to 2011, right?
Yeah.
When you worked together on Anotherhood. How has it been, Jazzy, working with Adam again?
It's been amazing. Like I said, we worked previously before Anotherhood together, and to work with him now, we've just gone through so much. Like I've been saying it throughout, we're just like brothers now. Like this journey, honestly, has been a tough one, but we made it, innit?
Yeah,
it wasn't
always easy, but I think we were there for each other. Michael Vu as well, big up Michael. Like we just kept each other grounded and we just kept the faith through the whole process, and it's mad to be here now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You can see that connection between the two of you. You like sat here now, but equally on camera. Bit of backstage goss. Is there any moments where you're like, oh my God, I want to wring your neck right now? Like, this is stuff.
I think there was one moment, right, where, because I was on to Jazzy about Lions. Oh. Like, obviously, Jazzy comes from a more improvised background, and I really pushed him. So, like, I think I was like, no, stop saying fam, say blood, Jazzy was like, bro, just stop being so, like, what's wrong with you? But I was like, bro, my attention to detail drives me mad sometimes, but every word means something to me. But I've got to say, Jazzy smashed it, because he kept his energy level so high throughout, and Kane's energy is like, I don't even know how you've done that, but him and Richie Campbell on set, the energy levels were just mad. So I'm incredibly proud of the cast.
I think the way that you all come together and like bring the film to life, I mean, the energy is poor on another. I came out like, get me another coffee, do you know what I mean? Like,
but that's honestly what we wanted. Like, when me, Adam and Michael Vu linked up, we was like, we need to make something that is just pow, just energy. And
in your face.
Yeah, just in your face. And I feel like we achieved that.
Yeah,
you did. I mean, you touched upon the cast a little bit. Obviously, an incredible cast. Let's go a little bit wider. Ed Sheeran, shitting in a bush.
Crazy.
Brilliant. Very Do you know what I mean? Jeremy Corbyn. Like, how did you get so many individuals, and dare I say it, random individual? You know, when Denise popped up, I was thinking, oh my God, who's going to come in next? Like, how did you do that? And why did you do that as well?
We knew we just wanted one surprise after another surprise. So it was like, when you feel like you've recognised one face, then we'll hit you with another face. And it was tricky, but I feel like we had a lot of support. A lot of it was me and Jazzy on our phones, kind of, you know, ringing people we knew. We had an amazing casting director, Heather Baston. Amazing producers like Kevin Bishop that helped us out a lot. But overall, there was just a lot of people wanting to be part of it, which was amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously it was dedicated and in the memory of Jamal. And I feel like that was a real, I don't know, from the cast and the people that you got involved, probably wanting to champion his legacy and be a part of that. 100%. It was so inspiring. I mean, you touched a lot on men's mental health. Was that a really important message that you wanted to get across during the movie?
Yeah, I think for me it was very important. You know, I've gone through my own kind of personal mental health struggles, and I felt like when it was my time to make my film again, I felt like I had to touch on them issues because it means so much to me, and I wanted to do it in a very authentic way, and do it in a way that could get a conversation going about men's mental health in a sense of, you know, there's lines in the film from Kane's character, like when he asked Rico, have you taken your meds? And it was just to kind of normalize the conversation, because there is a stigma around mental health, and yeah, it needs to be broken down.
I agree. Do you think there is still a big, don't worry, do you think there's still a big issue with this whole alpha male thing? Because you see a lot of alpha male characters in this movie, and you are touching on men's mental health as well. Do you think we're getting better as a society at destigmatizing that, or do you think there's still a huge issue with
males? I think we've got a lot more work to do. I think things are definitely changing. You know, when I went through my personal mental health struggles, it was very different, the way the media portrayed mental health and the way they spoke about it, but things are changing. But I think a lot more needs to be done.
Agreed. Well, thank you for that interview. On to the really quick, if that's possible, dad jokes. So we have some jokes here for you, either side. Switch back and forth between you. The first one to laugh loses. These are probably the funniest jokes I've ever read for you, Jazzy.
Cool. How many ears does Captain Kirk have?
I don't know.
Three. The right ear, the left ear, and the final front ear. Oh, man's not laughing now. All right, cool. There you go. So we pass it back, yeah?
Switch back. First one to laugh, loses. Right, cool.
My dog used to chase people on a bike.
Why?
So I couldn't take his bike away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. H-A-H-A. As a kid, I was made to walk the plank.
Why?
We couldn't afford a dog. I saw a little smile there, though.
Just a smile, innit?
Yeah, all right.
Just a smile.
All right. I felt like you wanted to smile.
conjunctivitis.com.
Okay.
That's a site for sore eyes. Laugh, cuz. You want to laugh, fam?
I genuinely don't. You heard the silence in the room. What do you call two octopuses that look the same?
What do you call two octopuses that look the same?
In tentacle. Bro, I think I'm getting closer, bro, because I can see your lips just shivering.
I was hospitalized
yep.
due to a peekaboo incident.
Mm. Why?
Now I'm at ICU.
Okay. Just pass the paper, man.
It's all right if you laugh in between the jokes. That's all right, isn't it?
Cool. Hey, why don't ants ever get sick?
Why don't ants ever get sick?
Because they have little antibodies. Yeah, I feel like you didn't feel that one still. Yeah, I could tell.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Hippo and a Zippo, I don't know.
Come on, bro. One's really heavy, the other is a little lighter. You like that one, innit?
Nah, don't. I genuinely don't. Oh, so we got one more right now, innit? Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
Yes, he won the Nobel Prize.
Oh, you heard this before?
I heard it.
Okay.
I heard it.
Okay.
Do you like it, though?
Nah, I don't.
I thought that was quite cool.
I don't. That's it. I like that. That's it.
Thank you, guys.
No one laughed. Yeah, no one laughed.
No one laughed.
Oh, man.
A Dadsnet original podcast.